maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
Urban and small stream flood advisory through 4:30 for Johnson and Miami counties in Kansas and Cass and Jackson counties in Missouri. It's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Many other frequencies and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll get you an update of news headlines in just about 12 minutes. Coming up at 3:44, early voting is now underway as Kansans decide if they want to change how state Supreme Court justices are chosen. Should they be elected instead of appointed through a merit system? Supporters say it would give voters more control. Critics warn it could bring more politics and campaign money into the courts. How you can vote. Some details about the proposed constitutional amendment. Coming up at 3:44 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
We are seeing some showers and storms popping up this afternoon. We have an urban and small stream flood advisory until 4:30. For Johnson and Miami counties in Kansas, Cass and Jackson counties in Missouri, that includes Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Lenexa, the usual suspects. Flood advisory till 5 o'clock tonight for Lynn and Miami counties in Kansas, Bates and Cass counties in Missouri. This includes Paola, Osawatomie, and Lacine. We have a straight-up flash flood warning until 6 p.m. for southwestern Jackson County, Missouri, including Kansas City, Lee's Summit, Raytown, and Unity Village. Otherwise, partly cloudy through the evening, 40% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Overnight, humid with a low in the lower 70s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Quality of elections in the Trump era and what it all means for November's midterms on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Quick program note, you will be able to hear the president's speech tonight on KPR 2. The NPR coverage begins at 8 o'clock tonight. Again, that is on your KPR 2 stations, which you can always stream. Just click on the KPR 2 stream. If you're in Lawrence or Manhattan, you can listen to it over the air. But again, the president's speech will be carried by NPR and by KPR on KPR 2 at 8 p.m. The time is 3:30.
Of NPR News, Aman.
Stocks fell across the board on Wall Street as shares of computer chip makers dragged the market lower. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A judge today halted a new state law that eliminates a three-day grace period for the receipt of mailed ballots. That means the grace period is effectively reinstated. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is appealing that decision.
Kobach says he'll ask the Kansas Supreme Court to immediately overturn the Douglas County judge's order. The new state law requires ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The previous law said ballots postmarked by Election Day could arrive within 3 days and be counted. Kobach says the decision, issued after more than 44,000 ballots were mailed to voters, will create confusion. He says, quote, Election Day is Election Day. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
The company building a one-mile-deep underground nuclear reactor in Kansas did not meet the announced July 4th deadline for a fully functioning reactor. Deep Fission says it now has different goals and is focusing on things like drilling to depth at commercial scale and safely integrating nuclear components underground. Labatt County Commissioner Vince Scheibe says he is pleased with the company's transparency since the initial announcement in December of 2025.
They're trying to interact better with the public and let them know, you know, they are here to support our town as well as hopefully new energy in the future.
A prototype reactor canister arrived on the site in Parsons. The company is focused on drilling a large diameter borehole for the canister and says nuclear work at the site is expected next year. The world's largest locomotive, Big Boy number 4014, is coming through Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and other Kansas communities next week. The locomotive will spend two nights at Union Station in Kansas City this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. The train will pass through the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence at close to noon next Thursday. And after that, the Big Boy will be stopping in Topeka for about 30 minutes from approximately 12:15 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. before heading off to Salina. The time is 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Early voting is now underway for a constitutional amendment in Kansas that would change to directly electing Supreme Court justices. Candidates are currently screened by a panel of attorneys and appointees, then the governor selects from those three. Kansas News Service reporter Zach Boblett and editor Stephen Caranda explain how you can vote and explain the arguments that surround the election of Supreme Court justices.
Kansas used to elect justices, and if you want to vote by mail, remember, there's now no grace period. Ballots must be received by the time the polls close to be counted.
Actually, we have an update on that. Since this conversation happened, a judge today temporarily blocked repeal of the three-day grace period for receipt of mailed ballots. The state is now making an emergency appeal to the Kansas Supreme Court to try to settle the issue as quickly as possible. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We are a service of the University of Kansas. You will hear us on 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. And we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more than 4 months after the war with Iran began, the U.S. is back to conducting daily airstrikes.
This latest strategy, if you want to call it that, is really one of attrition. By its definition, a war of attrition means it's going to last for a long period.
Meanwhile, the world's attention remains fixed on the Strait of Hormuz. The latest on the conflict coming up at 4:06 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
It's 10 minutes before 4. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We do have a flash flood warning now for eastern Jackson County, Missouri, until 6 p.m. It's 4 o'clock.
The goal is to... For NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Flash flood warning till 6 p.m. for eastern Jackson County, Missouri. Flood advisory till 5 p.m. for Linn and Miami counties in Kansas. It's 4:06.
Operation, and so we're going to have to wait and see until the water recedes to assess the true scale of the damage today.
Yeah. That is Lucio Vasquez, reporter for the Texas Newsroom, speaking to us from Kerrville, Texas. Thank you so much, Lucio.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, the ICE officers involved in two recent fatal shootings, as it turned out, were not wearing body cameras. Critics say they were not surprised by that piece of information.
They don't want their agents' actions broadcast and have that video out there.
The Trump administration vowed to send body cameras to all ICE officers months ago. We'll tell you more coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org.
We have an urban and small stream flood advisory until 4:30 for Johnson and Miami counties in Kansas, Cass and Jackson counties in Missouri. That includes Kansas City. Also, Overland Park, Olathe, Lenexa, Shawnee. Flood advisory till 5 for Linn, Miami, Bates, and Cass counties. That includes Paola, Osawatomie, and Lacine. And now a flash flood warning until 6 p.m. for eastern Jackson County, Missouri, including Lee's Summit, Blue Springs, and Independence.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. The time is 4:20.
Ohio, Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
President Trump delivers a primetime speech in which he has, quote, really big news on voting machines. The president has insisted repeatedly that foreign interference sullied the 2020 election, despite intelligence reports to the contrary. The rhetoric and reality of elections in the Trump era and what it all means for November's midterms tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is your local host. If you are curious about the president's address tonight, it is being covered by NPR. KPR will be airing it on our KPR 2 stations. The start time is 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tonight on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artero with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
It's 4:30.
For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 105 points, down about 0.2% today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A judge today halted a new state law that eliminates a 3-day grace period for the receipt of mailed ballots. That means the grace period is effectively reinstated. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is appealing that decision.
Kobach says he'll ask the Kansas Supreme Court to immediately overturn the Douglas County judge's order. The new state law requires ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The previous law said ballots postmarked by Election Day could arrive within 3 days and be counted. Kobach says the decision, issued after more than 44,000 ballots were mailed to voters, will create confusion. He says, quote, "Election Day is Election Day." For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
Reported cases of a stomach bug causing extreme intestinal illness have more than doubled in Kansas over the past week. The State Department of Health and Environment says the number of cases of the illness known as cyclosporiasis has grown from 22 to 55. Symptoms can last anywhere from a few days to a month, and they can go away and then return. To prevent the illness, health officials say consumers should thoroughly wash any produce, and anyone with symptoms of the illness should seek a doctor for treatment. Meanwhile, the KDHE has also issued a boil water advisory for the residents of Fulton in Bourbon County. Officials say the water system is unable to maintain the minimum required chlorine residual, which puts the system at risk for bacterial contamination. Some agriculture groups say a Supreme Court ruling last month that sided with Roundup manufacturer Bayer is a big loss for farmers. The court found that Bayer is not responsible for providing a cancer warning label to the popular weed killer. That derails tens of thousands of pending lawsuits that claim Roundup caused cancer and failed to warn users. Aaron Lehman is president of the Iowa Farmers Union. He remembers using Roundup to spot treat weeds on his family's farm.
This ruling just makes it so much harder for our farmers to use the court system to defend their health. And it creates a disincentive for the manufacturers to make safe, effective herbicides that farmers need.
Attorneys say there are some paths forward for people to sue, but those cases will be harder to win. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a flood advisory until 5 p.m. for Lynn, Miami, Bates, and Cass counties. This includes Paola, Osawatomie, and Lacine. A flash flood warning until 6 p.m. for eastern Jackson County, Missouri. That includes Lee's Summit, Blue Springs, and Independence. Partly cloudy overnight, then clearing and humid. Tonight's low in the lower 70s. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Count Basie, featuring Alex Abramovitz and his swingin' KC Jazz Band. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
Join us live at Green Lady Lounge on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, a preview of tonight's speech that is being given by Donald Trump. It's a primetime address. It will be televised. It will actually be on your KPR station, specifically on KPR2 stations at 8 o'clock tonight. There will be NPR coverage. Danielle Kurtzleben has a preview of what you can expect tonight. Listen shortly here on KPR for that overview.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 90. Humid tomorrow night with a low in the mid-70s. Highs in the mid-90s for Saturday, upper 90s for Sunday and Monday. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is NPR.
President Trump delivers a primetime speech on elections, promising, quote, really big news. We'll be listening on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Atchison. The time is 5 o'clock.
Safety Board. The report includes evidence and witness reports suggesting the helicopter struck several birds. It's NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Flash flood warning till 6 o'clock tonight for eastern Jackson County, Missouri, including Lee's Summit, Blue Springs, and Independence. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:06.
This is All Things. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up at 5:30, news headlines. At 5:36, we are going to speak with a doctor from Georgetown University about the Defense Department's plan to screen service members' testosterone levels and offer supplementation. Then at 5:44, conversation between Zach Boblett and Stephen Caranda. We're going to talk about voting. You know, early voting is now underway. Primary voting, and also on the ballot, a constitutional amendment in Kansas that would fundamentally change the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are chosen. That overview coming your way shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Next time on Prairie Journal, lessons learned from America's wars, from the Revolutionary War to World War II to Vietnam. Three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and historian Rick Atkinson is the author of The Fate of the Day, part of his War for America trilogy. Join us as he gives the 2026 Dole Lecture on tonight's Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock tonight on KPR2. It will be immediately followed at 8 p.m. by President Donald Trump's speech. Again, that is airing at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR2 stations. Flash flood warning still in effect until 6 p.m. for eastern Jackson County, Missouri. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence and 90 in Manhattan at 5:20.
Support for NPR.
The rhetoric and reality of elections in the Trump era and what it all means for November's midterms on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear that analysis of tonight's speech from the president and a whole lot more. Matthew Alchio will have your local news. Speaking of that speech, it will be airing on KPR2 tonight at 8 o'clock. Of course, Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. On both KPR1 and KPR2, we simulcast our news broadcasts, or at least the magazine programs. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Its session with its far-right majority ends this week. Lawmakers won't meet again until after national elections this fall.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A judge today halted a new state law eliminating a 3-day grace period for the receipt of mailed ballots. That means the grace period is effectively reinstated. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has said he will appeal the decision.
Kobach says he'll ask the Kansas Supreme Court to immediately overturn the Douglas County judge's order. The new state law requires ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The previous law said ballots postmarked by Election Day could arrive within 3 days and be counted. Kobach says the decision, issued after more than 44,000 ballots were mailed to voters, will create confusion. He says, quote, "Election Day is Election Day." For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
The company building a 1-mile underground nuclear reactor in Kansas did not meet the previous July 4th deadline for a fully functioning reactor. Deep Fission says it now has different goals and is focusing on things like drilling to depth at commercial scale and safely integrating nuclear components underground. LeBec County Commissioner Vince Scheibe says he is pleased with the company's transparency since the initial announcement in December of 2025.
They're trying to interact better with the public and let them know, you know, they are here to support our town as well as hopefully new energy in the future.
A prototype reactor canister arrived on the site in Parsons. The company is focused on drilling a large diameter borehole for the canister and says nuclear work at the site is expected next year. The Kansas Department of Revenue says it has identified and stopped $230 million in fraudulent tax fund repayments since 2019. Revenue Secretary Mark Burkhardt said, quote, "Every Kansas tax dollar paid to a bad actor is one less dollar available for supporting public education, highway construction, and essential government services. To minimize the fraudulent refunds, the state's tax processing software is designed now to flag suspicious tax returns for further review by a tax expert before any refund is issued." The world's largest locomotive, Big Boy number 4014, is coming through Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and other Kansas communities next week. The locomotive will spend 2 nights at Union Station in Kansas City on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. The train will pass through the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence close to noon next Thursday. And after that, the Big Boy will stop in Topeka for about 30 minutes from approximately 12:15 to 12:45 p.m. before heading on to Salina. Partly cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight. It's going to be humid, though, with lows in the lower 70s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Early voting is now underway for a constitutional amendment in Kansas that would change to directly electing Supreme Court justices in the state. Candidates are currently screened by a panel of attorneys and appointees, and then the governor selects from three. Kansas News Service reporter Zach Boblett and editor Stephen Caranda explain how you can vote and will explain the arguments around electing Kansas Supreme Court justices.
Kansas used to elect judges themselves. This is in the primary election, which normally has lower voter turnout. And if you're one of the many unaffiliated voters in Kansas, you might especially not be used to voting in primaries. But am I right that everyone can vote on this amendment, Zach?
Yeah, every registered voter, whether Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or another party, will get this question on their ballot. Unaffiliated voters can also affiliate with a party at the polls if they'd like to, or stay unaffiliated and get a ballot with just the amendment and likely some nonpartisan races on it. Early voting is already underway. August 4th is Election Day.
We do have some developments that happened today. A judge today temporarily blocked repeal of the 3-day grace period for receipt of mail ballots. So the state is now making an emergency appeal to the Kansas Supreme Court to try to settle this issue as quickly as possible. State House reporter Zach Boblett and Stephen Carando were the folks you've been hearing for the last several minutes. And this came to us via the Kansas News Service, a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Online, always, at kansaspublicradio.org. The flash flood warning for eastern Jackson County, Missouri, has been allowed to expire. The rain has moved further to the east, so there are several flash flood warnings, you know, over around Warrensburg-ish, just kind of out of the KPR listening area. Partly cloudy skies through the evening, but we are expecting it to clear up overnight. It's going to be humid. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 90 in Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 6. This is KPR.
And cultural expression. And from Sleep Number, offering 3 mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store. This is NPR.
President Trump delivers a primetime speech on elections, promising, quote, really big news. We'll be listening on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for morning edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.